We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wednesday, the Connecticut Technology Council will have a gubernatorial candidate forum down at the Trumbull Marriott Merritt Parkway. And Bruce Carlson is the president and CEO of the CTC, and he joins us now. Bruce, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Good to have you on. This forum is the result of a research project that the CDC did earlier this year. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. This is a grassroots effort where at the late in December and January, we reached out with a survey and got over 600 responses back to, from Connecticut's technology businesses, asking them questions about the current business climate. And as we go into a gubernatorial election for lots of different candidates, what should CTC have in the way of a public policy agenda? And we followed that up with a set of focus groups also. So we have, an agenda put together really with the voice of the tech community.
How big is the tech community in this state, Bruce?
About 6,500 companies, small, large, across the board.
That's a lot of people, though, once you add that all up, right?
Absolutely. We are over 10% of the state's workforce.
Wow. I know part of the research project brought an item called the Growth Agenda in. Can you discuss that a little and how important that is in this election cycle?
Sure. Well, what we did was we took all the information that we collected from the surveys and the focus groups and the CTC board, put together this public policy agenda that we call the Growth Agenda, because that's really what we were being asked by our constituencies to be looking at. How do we grow Connecticut? How do we grow these companies in Connecticut? And so we've developed this agenda. The agenda has two pillars. One is fiscal stability. We're not going to get any growth unless we get the state back into a stable fiscal environment. And the other, interestingly, that came out is strategic plans. There's a real strong feeling amongst the tech community that the state needs a economic development strategic plan that everybody is behind in order to be able to move forward. So those are the two main pillars of this growth agenda. And then we, clearly we've got some sub-issues that are talent and workforce. There's no company in Connecticut, frankly, that's not looking, questioning where's my talent going to come from as I grow.
Yeah.
We had an urban agenda set of recommendations.
Jeez,
there,
man.
Investment, and ultimately communication. We need better communication between government and businesses,
yeah,
and between businesses.
Bruce, one of the problems I've heard from CBIA all over the place, and people, particularly in manufacturing, there are all these jobs that are open, they're ready to go, but you can't find the people to fill those jobs. I think you just hinted at that a few moments ago.
Well, that's true. There's lots of people. What we need is job training that is absolutely directed to where those what skills people already have, and then be able to build on those skills rather than saying everybody's got to go through exactly the same training program. And a number of companies are now setting up their own training programs, whether it's on the manufacturing side, Ray, or whether it's over on the IT side.
Okay.
Infosys just came in and they said, we'll hire kids right out of college and we'll put them into our own training program in order to develop them.
Wonderful.
If people want to register, and I know they still can, Bruce, how do they do that for Wednesday?
On Wednesday, they can register at ct.org. And just to say, what we'll have is the Republican candidates in the morning from 10:30 to noon. And then we have lunch. And it's an informal lunch where the candidates are invited to stay. And then we have Ned Lamont and any of the other candidates that qualify between now and then as a petitioning candidate in the afternoon.
All right. Once again, to register, what do they do? Let's do this very quickly, Bruce, please.
They can go to ct.org. That's our website. And they'll be able to register right there on the website.
Okay.
Sounds good. See you Wednesday, Bruce.
Okay, Joe. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Day 28. You just signed up for a whole day.
Should be interesting. Yeah, it's going to be, well, I mean, and there's
what'd you get live?
There's going to be drama if a certain candidate who's getting signatures left and right gets enough signatures.
Oh, this would be fun.
Well,
you could be in the middle of this.
Yes,
my friend.
Exactly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.